So what's the rest of the world hearing about this story? Of course, it depends on translation. The BBC World Service broadcasts in 40 different languages every day. That means dozens of my colleagues in London are trying to figure out how to translate the expression, well, you know. We sent the world's man in London, Leo Hornack, to hear from some of them.
Well, I'm now heading up to the fifth floor of the BBC here in London, which is where the BBC World Service's language services exist. And just on the walls here, I can see BBC Viet, BBC Afrique, BBC Arabic, BBC Mundo, BBC Chinese, BBC Turkish, BBC Urdu, BBC Somali, BBC Tamil, and BBC Africa. So, yeah, let's see who might be able to help us explain how to translate President Trump's more forthright comments into an acceptable broadcast to the rest of the world. So, yes, if you could, first of all, just introduce yourself in two sentences, your name and which language service you work for.
My name is Alia Nazki and I work with BBC Urdu. I was just speaking with my colleague who actually did the story, and I think there was a conversation around what we should use and how we should do it. And in the end, they decided just to go with... So what they've written is, اطلاعات کے مطابق امریکی صدر ڈونلڈ ٹرمپ نے غصے میں تارکین وطن کے خلاف ناز... Which basically means that, according to reports, the American president, in anger or frustration, used inappropriate offensive language while describing refugees and people, immigrants essentially, and that the United Nations had criticized him for it and had said that his language was shocking, offensive and racist.
I am Aisha Afra and I am a translator with the BBC Somali. We had to be really careful because finding a relevant Somali word for it was quite hard because there's no exact word, but other words that are close to it are really quite disgusting. So we tried our best. We had to say something like the President of the United States used unsuitable words to describe other people and other cultures. We had to use other words like qadmun or qurun, something that smells.
My name is Vincent Lee. I work for the BBC's Chinese Language Service.
It's a very tricky one. Linguistically, you know, the Chinese translation always emphasizes on being elegant. We were debating about different, you know, options, one of which is a trash country. So trash country means 垃圾国家. Oh, this one is my favorite, actually. It's called the Barren Mountains and Evil Waters. Barren Mountains and Evil Waters. In Chinese, it is called 穷山恶水.
But that's not a translation. That's a new piece of poetry.
That is the challenge, isn't it? Because we cannot be too explicit. Plus, we have to be relatively elegant.
I'm Endang Nurdin, BBC Indonesia. We translate it as
So that's exactly the same meaning? You didn't change, make it in more polite terms?
It exactly has the same meaning. It's uncomfortable, really, to say sh. I don't know. He's ending my Friday night.
Voices from the BBC, brought to us by the world's Leo Hornack.